getting ready to talk to Garth Brooks for the first time in 20 years. The Garth Brooks World Tour with Trisha Yearwood is coming to Champaign. That's April 29th at the State Farm Center in Champaign. Now, this is the last stop for the World Tour in Illinois. Tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and the only way to buy your tickets is through statefarmcenter.com/Garth or by calling 1-844-442-7842. And the phone's ringing. I bet this is Garth. Hi, The Bull.
It's Garth.
Hey, Garth, how you doing?
I'm great. Is this Josh?
This is Josh Roberts. Looking forward to the Garth Brooks World Tour coming to Champaign April 29th.
Man, I got to tell you, we're excited because this is old school here. This is one of your favorite places you ever got to play. We've been there twice, and each time you just think, you know, that it just can't get any better. And it's just, this is what it's all about. Love this place. They love their music. They're very educated on their music, and this is going to be completely stupid and nothing but fun right here.
Hey, I bet they're going to be even louder on April 29th than they were 20 years ago.
I'm so excited, man. It's such a smiles over my face because, you know, you do your cities that you might, you know, think's going to be on here. So you're going to do New York, you're going to do Chicago, you're going to do Atlanta. And then to get the joy of going, oh, are you kidding me? Champaign, this is just college. It just brings back all the memories for me and just really excited to come back.
It's hard to believe it's been 3 years now since you came back and started the World Tour. I remember being at show number one up in Chicago at the Allstate Arena back, I think it was late August of 2014, and just a great show, and it's hard to believe it's been 3 years already.
Thank you, man. It's you know, the crazy thing is this weekend is our 300th show.
Wow.
And to think that we have done that show now 300 times, and it's just now starting to feel like, you know, exactly where you are on stage, on, you know, and in every part of the show, feels like your feet are underneath you, and it's nothing but just, you go out there and it's one of those things where you feel like you're out there for 5 minutes and it's over. It's a joy, it's a fantasy, and really, really proud to say that after 300 shows, hopefully we have it down now, and we'll bring it into Champaign with us.
I think you got it down, and some of these nights you're playing two shows. How you doing that? That's crazy.
You know what? It's kind of weird. You're dead tired. You know, for one, you're a lot older than you were when you were 30, and that's kind of weighing on you. But the truth is, man, no matter how exhausted or however tired you are, you go out there and you hear that crowd, and then they just come to have fun, and all of a sudden, man, they just pick you up and they just carry you. You can do that all night long right there, and they have always taken care of us. And I got to tell you, man, all of us from the bottom of our heart are more grateful than we've ever been to get to be making a run like this, especially this late in our career.
We're talking to Garth Brooks. He's going to be in Champaign on the World Tour with Trisha Yearwood. She's going to be there with you. I like how you guys break the show up. She comes out in the middle. It's just an awesome time. You guys do some songs together. Then, you kind of step aside and let her perform. And it's just one of those moments that's just really cool, kind of gives you the chills.
Well, I got to tell you, it never gets old for me, man. That woman's voice kills me. And you don't step aside and let her do anything. She just comes out and kind of just takes it over. And I've always enjoyed that, you know, when we weren't married and we were artists that were touring 25 years ago together. It was always a joy just to see the confidence that just comes out of that woman when she sings. And my God, when she opens her mouth, you just go, oh, that's what a female vocalist should sound like right there.
Garth Brooks World Tour, Champaign, Illinois, April 29th. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And it's going to be a busy morning tomorrow because everybody in central Illinois is going to be hopping online to statefarmcenter.com/Garth to get their tickets. Or they're going to be calling 844-442-7842. The excitement is huge. Garth Brooks coming back to Illinois. It's going to be your final stop at Illinois on the World Tour, I believe.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You can feel the urgency. You can feel the energy just go to a whole new level this last year because we're entering our last 10 or 11 cities on this tour. So just really, really enjoying it. And the fact that it's coming through Champaign still kills me because, again, man, this is like coming back home for us.
5 million tickets sold in 60 cities. Now, you just broke your own record. Your last record was 5 million tickets in 100 cities, and I hear you took care of that 5 millionth fan.
Oh, my gosh, man. We were up in Edmonton. We were up there for 2 weeks. I think we had, I can't remember, maybe 7 Navy shows, 8 shows. I don't know, but they were so sweet. The 5 millionth ticket holder came backstage, and it was It was crazy. They were so sweet. And all they could think about was their family and everybody else. They didn't want to accept any of the gifts because they thought it was too much. And they were just so sweet. A perfect representative of the people that come see us were those. Was that couple for the $5 million?
I'm sure they were just excited to be in the crowd for a Garth Brooks show.
I tell you what, all the lady did the whole time, this hurt my ego, but it was so beautiful. All the lady did the whole time was stare at Miss Sherwood. She just stared and she goes, "Oh my God, you're so pretty, and I just love your stuff." And I'm over here going, "Hey, I'm over here too." But she was, they were a great couple, just humble, and just, you know, he was a construction worker, and they had babies, and that was their life, and they had got a night out, and decided to come see us, which was very sweet.
So the past 3 years have been huge for Garth Brooks, the Big World Tour, and you've put some hardware on the shelf as well. Another CMA Entertainer of the Year Award last year. I was so excited when they called your name.
Thank you, man, very, very much. I can't tell you, that's the sweetest part about that award, is how many people had said, "I was so happy for you," and that's the sweetest thing you can tell me, because it's just sweet that people think about you, and it was really neat. So we were lucky enough to win that award on the 25th anniversary of the CMA. And we were lucky enough to win it on the 50th. So, I can wash my hands now and go, you know what? The awards go. I think I'm pretty lucky and very satisfied.
And then after you won that, you became the first artist in history to receive 7 Diamond Awards. That's unbelievable. That means 7 albums have sold 10 million copies.
That's very sweet of you to bring that up. It could only happen in country music, though, because country music's only got the audience that's that size. And so just proud that right there is under the flag of country music. I can't tell you how proud I am of that alone right there.
And I'm proud of you for putting on the big performance in Nashville, thanking the fans for the 7 Diamonds. That was really cool.
That was the easiest gig I ever had in my life. First of all, these guys show up, like Jason Aldean, Chris Young. These guys came out, and Kelly Clarkson came out. Everybody was so sweet, and they did Garth songs. And then I got to go out with just a guitar, and I'd sing the first 2 words of a Garth song, and the whole crowd would just finish it for me. I could still be there doing that. I mean, that was the easiest gig I've ever had, and that was a sweet night. Weather was perfect. It couldn't have been a better way to celebrate, you know, something historical like that. So I felt lucky to be a part of that.
Was that the same night Kelly Clarkson and Steve Warner sang The Weeknd? I think it was. That was awesome.
Well, Steve Warner sang The Weeknd. Kelly Clarkson was like a backpack on him.
Yeah.
She was so cute. You could tell as a child, you know, and Kelly, we've seen her since she's been a child, because she was a child artist. But she was all of a sudden, she was 14 again, man. You could see it in her face. She was so happy, and she was just hanging all over Steve, and Steve was blushing and singing The Weeknd, and it was that was a magic moment, probably my favorite moment of that night.
We're talking to Garth Brooks. World Tour is coming to Champaign April 29th. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning. All the details at 1077thebull.com. Every Monday night, I have an appointment online to watch Studio G. I love Studio G.
Thank you, man. This last week got a little bit emotional. I just couldn't stop. Kind of smiling in my heart. It was a fun thing. It was the we got to show "We Shall Be Free," the video that was supposed to be the anniversary video 15 years ago, and finally pulled it out of the archives for some reason in music business. It wasn't allowed to be shown. So we got to show it for the first time, and then the response since then has been crazy. This song's kind of getting a resurgence. I think anytime that this country, you know, we kind of seem, for some reason right now, we just kind of seem divided. And anytime that happens, here comes this song again. And I think it might even be more relevant than it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, and you're doing something, hashtag We Shall Be Free. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You just take a word that you think defines, the inner goal that we're all going to, hope, love, courage, all these things, write it on your hand, because the song says when we all walk hand in hand, and here come these thousands and thousands of pictures of these people with words on their hands. A lot of college students putting 4 or 5 hands together so they write a complete sentence that just says believe in yourself or love one another, and it's a beautiful thing, and this thing is just starting right now, so I'm amazed at the pouring in of love and courage that these people are doing, tolerance, empathy, all the great words that we as human beings I would hope would practice every day. It's going to make the world a better place.
Well, Garth, I could talk all day, but I know we've got things we got to get done. So let's just remind everybody to get their tickets tomorrow morning for the World Tour, April 29th. It can't come quick enough for me. So I'm looking really forward to this show over in Champaign at the State Farm Center.
Thank you very much, Josh. And this couldn't have gone better for me. So good luck to all of us tomorrow. I hope I'm the one at the end of the day that gets to come there and just play, play, play. So thank you very much for all the help. Can't wait to see and hug your neck there, okay?
All right, buddy. We'll see you April 29th. Thanks, Garth.
Okay, I love you, Todd.
There he goes, Garth Brooks, live on the Josh Roberts Radio Show, April 29th, State Farm Center in Champaign. The tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You'll never meet a nicer guy, and you'll never see a better concert. I guarantee you that. All the concert details are online right now, 1077thebull.com.